I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. SAT-7 offices in Cairo were raided over the weekend by officers from Egypt's censorship bureau. SAT-7's Rex Rogers says
they took equipment, they took materials, they took the executive director and detained him, suggesting that we didn't have a series of licenses to operate the facility.
SAT-7 is a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. Their programming comes from a biblical worldview. So is this persecution? More likely a misunderstanding, says Rogers. They've answered nearly all the charges, and the director was released. However, it means the Cairo offices are shut down for now.
Instead, we broadcast from our Beirut Arabic language studios and told the viewing public why we had to go with a different programming.
The matter's not totally resolved yet, so they're asking for your prayer support. And while SAT-7 faces roadblocks, Christians around the world are facing other challenges as well.
122,000 people are getting saved every day, and the alarming fact is the majority of those people are attending churches where the pastor doesn't even own a Bible.
That's why every year, Christian Resources International sends millions of dollars worth of free Bibles and Christian books to believers around the world. CRI's Jason Wolford says
we're kind of low on Bibles, and so I'm asking those that are listening to go and seek out Bibles. We're going to send those and give them away for free to somebody in Africa, India, China, Philippines, etc.
Are you interested in what you just heard? Find the full stories and ways to respond at our website, missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Jihad in the Middle East makes it easy to overlook what God is doing there. But as you support Mission Network News, I'll send you a copy of Brother Nathan's new book, Love Casts Out Fear. It's his personal journey to redemption. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.